Excellent. Okay, so this is a story that's kind of a little bit like Toy Story, except it's not about a toy. It's about Newton. Now, Newton came into being as he was pressed and squeezed and expunged out of a machine, and he came out, and then he was shipped off to another manufacturing plant, and he was pretty excited because this was a manufacturing plant for treats and candies and cookies. But Newton, he wasn't going to wrap up cookies. No, he was going to wrap up fruit and cake. You see, Newton was a Fig Newton wrapper. So, all right, you still got it. So Newton, he was excited. He got to wrap up this soft, moist, chewy fruit and cake. And he went off to the grocery store, and he was displayed in this pretty aisle, and he thought, oh, this is great. Look at all the beautiful things around me, candies and cookies and all, you know that special aisle in the grocery store that you shouldn't go to if you're extra hungry. So he was sitting there kind of at the back. Things got purchased. Eventually, he moved forward, and this human came along and snatched him up and put him in her cart. He thought, oh, this is great. This is a great human. You saw that she had some nice fancy granola and some apples and some milk and things. He thought, yeah, this is going to be good. So they went home, and got set out on the counter. He got all excited, and then he got put away, and there he sat in the dark. And he sat, and he waited, and he waited, and he sat. And the door opened, and it was late, and he got excited, and it closed, and it was dark. So he hurried up every time the door opened, and then he waited, and he waited, and he hurried, and he waited. This went on for a while, and then finally one day it opened, and he came out into the light, and that human came and peeled him open, said, maybe just two or three, and took out a couple of Fig Newtons and ate them, maybe two more, And then I've had five now, what's another couple? And before you know it, as often happens, the whole package was gone. That was it. Newton thought, this was great. I did my job. What a wonderful thing. And then he was in the dark again. Now, Newton, he'd heard rumors of this, that his life might be pretty short. But he didn't really want to believe it. But there he was in the dark, and he looked around, and all that was with him was other wrappers. And he thought, the rumors might be true. Maybe this is my forever. I'm going to go off and hang out with all these other rappers for thousands and thousands of years, and maybe someday I'll degrade and become something else. Maybe this is it. But Newton got lucky. Newton happened to be in the trash of an eco-artist. And this artist came and pulled out that bag, and he saw a little bit of light through the bag, and then he was spread out on a table. And he was spread out with all these other wrappers and things that this human had collected and used and got cut up and laid out all nice with all these other things. And he started to realize as he was being separated and placed in different ways that he wasn't going to spend his forever in the trash. He was going to spend his forever with all these other pieces to create something else. And if you look at the front of your order of service, you can see what Newton became. Newton became a piece of art. It became a self-portrait of this human. And you can see pieces of Newton in there. So what I want you to think about and remember as you think about this story over the next few days and throughout your life is not just what we do necessarily that defines us, but sometimes the way that we treat the things and the objects around us. So that's the story that Newton wants you to be left with today.